Listening to The Shark, El Tiburón.
The story I want to tell you is about now. Not a week ago, not 10 years ago, but now. It's a story about India. Although I'm not allowed to go to India because my mother thinks it's too dangerous, I'm here anyway, and it's an incredible experience. I definitely want to come again next year. Although I have no money, I spend all day on the beach, all evening in a bar, and all night in bed with a beautiful Israeli girl called Efrat. I'm never alone because she's always with me. Yes, I already have a girlfriend in England, but Efrat's much nicer. In fact, there's nothing unpleasant about Efrat. Even when she's angry and we disagree, she's very pleasant and never starts a fight. However, things can change. At the moment, we're swimming in the sea and I'm saying that she's put on weight. She thinks this is an unpleasant thing to say and we begin to fight. I disagree that it's an unpleasant thing to say. I'm angry and tell her that she's also very stupid. Then at the moment she starts shouting at me, I see a shark. Clearly, it's a very dangerous situation, the most dangerous moment of my life. Efrat can't see the shark and continues shouting that she disagrees with me and that I'm very unpleasant and that she's angry with me. Watch out, I shout. Danger, danger, there's a shark. Efrat laughs and says that I'm stupid. The shark continues swimming towards her, and I repeat, watch out! Danger! Danger! There's a shark!
Yes, I heard you already!
She laughs, but it's too late. When I see that the shark's going to attack her and that nobody is going to help us, I decide there's only one solution. Fight with the shark. I jump up and hit it on the mouth. The shark swims away and leaves us alone. Efrat almost dies when she sees that the shark was real. But when she speaks, she says,
You're great. The shark almost killed me, but now I'm all right. I'm alive, you're alive, and we're alive. Thank you. I'm not going to fight or disagree with you again.